took a stroll on the old Lamarck holiday. Aye, I met a little girl and we started to talk. It was a fine soft day, aye. And I asked good friend, what's a fella to do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl. But I'm a salt in the pond with a cowboy girl. Hey! To her flat downtown, it was a fine soft day. So I took her hand, yeah! And I gave her a turn. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. And I asked you, friend, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? Yeah! Everybody, but when I woke up, I was all alone. Had a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do if her hair's black and her eyes are blue? I've been traveling around, been all over this world. Boys, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
Here we go!
Well, there we heard a lively piece from a group called the Kilkennys that we haven't had on the programme before. We've had the track, of course, well, the song, that was a Galway Girl, and I think we had Sharon Shannon's version of it a couple of weeks ago. But there, a touch of Irish bluegrass or Irish Cajun, call it what you will, but I hope you enjoyed that, because now I'm going to change the style again. I love doing this. Change the style again on this next track. I've played a version, many versions of this song since we started way back in the day with Sounds Irish. But here we have Sean Keane and his sister Dolores. Now, you've all heard of Dolores Keane because I play her every second week on the programme. But this is the Keane family were very, very musical, hailed from Galway. And Dolores, well, of course, as I said earlier on, she's made her own life and made her own image. And this is where the two of them join up together and sing this wonderful song, telling the story of 14-year-old Annie Moore from Ireland. And she's left her home and she's crossed the sea to take up a life in America. Before she's allowed in, she must go to Ellis Island checkpoint. And that's where the song starts. In 1892, she was the first person to go through the Ellis Island checkpoint. Now, there were lots of various nationalities, but she was the first and she was Irish. And it's a lovely story and it's so well done. I love Sean's way of intoning things. And this is their version of Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind.
In a little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your whole world disappears. 'Cause there's no future in the past when you're only 15 years.
Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're only 15 years. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind.
There's a lovely line in that song. There's no future in the past when you're only 15 years. Of course, I got her age wrong, didn't I? She was 15, not 14. But nevertheless, beautiful song, sad little song, telling all the story of how many people had to leave Ireland to go and work elsewhere. Sean and Dolores Keane there. Now, we're going to have my favourite Cork song. No, it's not On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, or it's not The Bold Teddy Quill. It's a lovely song, sung for us here by Larry Cunningham. Now, Larry, no longer with us, has gone to God. But when Larry was at the height of his fame, he had his own show band, and he did all these sort of Jim Reeves recordings. He was influenced by Jim Reeves. And in fact, I think he did a tribute to Jim Reeves track somewhere along the line that we must look for. But here, Larry Cunningham, a beautiful voice, big, deep voice, and his version of A Cottage. by the Lee, and the Lee is the river on which Cork stands.
It's well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look deceives. What can it be, the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And true to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the Lee. My home sweet home that I so fondly cherish, the dear ones they mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be a heaven, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the Lee. It's grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfield rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold from down the lane that winds behind the garden. A blackbird greets the smiling sun, and as his music echoes o'er the valley, you smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, 'tis soon I found I left my heart behind me within that lovely cottage by the Lee.
That was Larry Cunningham's version of A Cottage by the Lee. And I don't know if you, like me, felt that he was singing in the bathroom, like most of those early recordings. You see, in the early days of recording here in Ireland, we didn't have our own recording studios. We used to have to go to the UK or even to America to record stuff. But eventually, when the show band scene really became big and show bands began to do their own recordings, which was unheard of many years prior to that, studios opened in various parts of Ireland, not just Dublin. And there we heard a sample of that early recording techniques that they had. For some reason or other, they put a huge amount of echo and reverb onto the vocals. Cottage by the Lee from Larry Cunningham. We're going to change the style because we're going to have a young lady now that we haven't had on Sounds Irish before. Her name is Magella. And I can't tell you much about her because, well, I know nothing about her except that she does a lovely recording of a song called Hannigan's Hooley. Now, come on, you know what a hooley is. I've told you that before. And Hannigan was an Irishman who came from Aaron's Isle. Now, where else would he come from if he was an Irishman? Yeah, he was a rogue, and he had a brogue you'd hear for half a mile. There's a lovely line in this, in the chorus, that I always love. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Here's Magella.
The Barra McQuilty band will play a jig with all its might, and if Brady meets a Grady, there'll be ructions or a fight. Take it from me, there's a hell of a spree in Hannigan's house tonight. Come into the parlour now and make yourself at home. Come into the parlour, sure you won't be on your own. The tongues are ham and their legs are lamb if you look around the room. The knives and forks are fleshing and there's nothing on the ration. There's quite a store of eggs below, there's corned beef and there's veal. There's a sit down tea and a stand up fight at every coming meal. So if you're Irish, come into the pie. Look, for there's a hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight. Oh, there's a hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight. Oh, there's a hooligan in Hannigan's house tonight.
I wonder how many times since Sounds Irish began way back in the day that I've played a version of this song. It's written by Pete St. John, who also wrote The Fields of Athenry. I'm speaking of the song Dublin in the Rare Old Times. Now, I've explained it on the programme before, but you must make allowances that we are picking up new listeners each week, and I'm delighted with that. And we picked up one or two new radio stations over the last couple of weeks as well that are taking our programme, and I hope you're enjoying it. But this is the story of a man who comes back and he's reminiscing. He comes back to Dublin and he's reminiscing about the Dublin of his youth and how everything has changed. And he talks about the children's games that they no longer play in Dublin. Not just Dublin, I don't think they play children's games in the streets anymore in any city. But he remembers the children's games that they used to play. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, as the night declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Now, we in Ireland, particularly in Dublin, when they speak about yesteryear or days gone by or that sort of thing, they talk about the rare old times. Ah, they were the rare old times. And he's reminiscing about his life. And this is the version, a very good version, by Luke Kelly. Now, Luke, no longer with us, he's gone to God, but he was an icon in the folk scene, both in Scotland, first of all, and then he came home to Ireland and he joined up with the Dubliners. And he had his own distinctive voice, fine banjo player too, but he had his own way. Nobody could impersonate Luke Kelly. There could never be a tribute Luke Kelly. There was only one Luke Kelly. And this is Luke's version of Dublin in the Rare Old Times. The old guy reminiscing. And he talks about the girl that he courted, Peggy Dignan. She was a rogue and a child of Mary, which is a sort of a religious part of the Roman Catholic Church that was dedicated to women. And, well, she went off to Birmingham with another guy. And no matter what they've done to Dublin, this guy says, I know it keeps on changing, but to me, it's not quite the same as Dublin in the rare old times. Here's Luke Kelly.
Ring-a-ring-a-rosy, as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And I courted Peggy Dignan, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare. The years have made me bitter, the gaggle dims me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the royal long since pulled down, the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
I introduced that last track by saying, I wonder how many times I've played a version of that on Sounds Irish. The same could apply for this track because, as I say at the beginning of the programme, Sounds Irish consists of all types, styles and genre of Irish music, from traditional folk ballads, old-time Irish-American songs. This is not so much an old-time Irish-American song. It's taken from the movie The Quiet Man. Yes, you've got it. You know I'm going to play The Isle of Innisfree. And this is the version that I first heard many years ago. I'm not quite sure exactly when, but I think it was might have been the early 50s when I heard this version. Now, there have been lots of other recordings, but to me, this is the beautiful old recording. And do make allowances for the old recording of Bing Crosby and the Isle of Innisfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Yes, it may be dated. Yes, it may be corny. I don't think so. I like it. And it was Bing Crosby and a song written by Dick Farrelly for the movie The Quiet Man. And was it John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara? I think it was, yes. And I think there was a scene in that where somebody is offering him water in his drink, in his whiskey. And he says, if I want a drink, I'll take whiskey. If I'm thirsty, I'll take water. I never take both together. I think that sticks in my memory somewhere along the line. Now, here's Brian Call. And here's a guy that's come back from England to Ireland. And he's saying, give an Irish girl to me.
My name is Pat O'Connor. From England here. here I came, and I've just come o'er among you to learn my proper name. I left the girls behind me, they were so tall and free, but of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born. And S it stands for Shamrock Street, as plain as you can see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. I took a trip to Germany, it was just the other day, to see some of those smiling girls I heard the people say. But they had not that smiling face, only then could I agree. So I told them, keep their German girl, give an Irish girl to me. Now to conclude and finish, I learned my little song, and I sing for you some other day, when round this way I call. For I'm going to that dear open spot, you all know where I mean. And I'm going to wear that colleen fair, in that little isle of green. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born. And S it stands for Shamrock Street, as plain as you can see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me.
Now, I'm looking forward to playing this next track because it puzzles me every time I play it. First of all, I think the last time we played, and we mentioned this lady's name already on the program today, Sharon Shannon. I think we played the Sharon Shannon version of this before. But here, Patrick Street, what a group. They're fantastic. And they're playing, first of all, before I play it, I want to say, for many years, I have been organist in my church here in Bray. I think we've had the choir on the programme some time ago, but I train the choir and I play the organ. I hasten to add, it is not a harmonium, but the first organ lessons I ever got were way back when I was a teenager and I had to pedal up and down on an old harmonium. Patrick Street here have me puzzled because this track is entitled Music for a Found Harmonium. There's got to be some story behind it, and I mean to find it out in the near future. Patrick Street, Music for a Found Harmonium. And this should get your feet tapping.